Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie, and today we are going to be doing our third Christmas Truth Rising podcast episode. I'm here with Christy. Christy, say hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is the Christy Costello. If you have listened to our podcast, that name probably sounds familiar. She owns a wonderful, wonderful local business here in Pensacola called Costello's. Man, that place is just amazing from everything that they have, but also the wonderful, wonderful owners and everybody, even the cashiers, everybody that you run into there is just awesome. And you can tell that Christy and her husband have just really made that a place where you can go and you feel welcome and you feel like you matter there.
Thanks, friend.
They do. My son loves going there because you guys give him a sack of goodies. Literally every time we go in, he like has the biggest snack and I don't have to cook dinner because you guys put enough food in those kids' lunches for four meals. My husband even eats all the stuff that he doesn't.
Oh, I love that.
There's always a frozen pizza or something in the freezer. So when we were planning out the Christmas podcast ideas, one that Tiffany really wanted us to do was something to encourage people who are just going through a difficult time. The holidays can be really difficult for a lot of people. There's a lot of family issues. There's a lot of loneliness, a lot of overextending yourself and a lot of comparison. And, you know, the enemy is just really on the prowl this time of year. Obviously, he doesn't want us to be focused on Jesus, on the reason for the season. And so when she said that, I thought of Christy because Christy has just this magnetic pull for those types of people, for people who are just in the thick of it, who are walking through really, really, really difficult things. I mean, some of the stories that she shares, I just can't imagine being those people walking through those situations. And every person that I meet through Christy has an amazing story of how Christy was a huge part of their life and really helped them in a time of need. And so when we were talking about having an episode of helping people in need where they can listen and they can leave feeling encouraged and full of hope, I knew that we had to talk to Christy because she has that impact on people every single day. It's incredible. I want to be her when I grow up, if I could just be a quarter of her. It's just incredible to hear the stories. Yeah. And it's just because she's so faithful. When God sends those people her way, she helps. She is not just the thoughts and prayers type of lady. She's, you know, the type who will help you in any way that she can. And so I couldn't think of anyone better to speak to hope and just encouraging people if they're having a difficult time, even if it is just with her words, because she's so full of wisdom and she's so full of hope, and it's very infectious. It's
very humbling, Meg. Very humbling.
It's true. You know, it's true. You know, it's true. So Christy, what is just a message of hope that you want to share with somebody who is struggling this Christmas, who, whether it's they're not being able to pay their bills or buy their kids presents, or maybe they're battling loneliness, you know, they're all on their own, or, you know, their family's falling apart. What is the message of hope and just perseverance that you want to share?
Me personally, what I try to do every day is I deal with a lot of people that don't have anything and people that are on a daily struggle, no family, drug addiction, alcohol, you name it, and they've got it. They have every reason to be in the lull of things. When I see those people and they walk through my door every day, the first thing I always tell them, you matter. You are somebody. You are important and you are loved. Doesn't matter what the world says out there, right here, right now, you matter. Everybody matters. I don't want anyone to ever leave me or my store or my house or wherever I'm at with them. I want them all to know that they are loved. God loves me. He's got me through. You don't even want, this isn't about me this episode, but I wouldn't be where I am today without him. And I want everyone to know how great he is and how he can help us all.
Wow. I love that so much because we are ambassadors for Christ. And so for you to be able to take that, you know, what God has personally done and shown you the love and just that you do matter and that you were created for a purpose. Right. And for you to be able to look at somebody who probably feels like invisible, no one sees them. Right. And to be able to tell them, like, I see you. And it's not even you seeing them. It's the Spirit seeing them.
Yeah. And that's exactly how it happens. That's exactly how it happens. They come in passing by. It could be at a store. It could be at it doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm drawn to the people that are empty or that need, they just need some light. I show them grace. I show them love, plug the word to them and try to show them the way.
Yeah. And that is, I'm just envisioning like what you see, like just this person like shining out of the crowd and just how cool that is because God knows that that's what they need to hear.
Yeah.
You know, and they might have some type of physical need that you're able to meet, but I'm sure in 20 years, when they look back on that moment, it's not, you know, oh, she helped me with groceries or she did this or that, you know, whatever the financial or physical need was. It's she took the time.
Because you can't buy time.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I think that that's just beautiful that the Spirit speaks to you like that because he knows what their spirit needs. He knows what their soul needs and he's able to speak to you. And I mean, that's what we all want. We all want to know that we're loved and that we are here for a reason, that our life isn't meaningless.
Right.
And so for you to just be able to get to the core of that so quickly, I think is very interesting. And you talked a little bit about giving them grace. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Like, what is grace and what does that look like for you kind of in your day-to-day dealing with people who are just in really rough situations?
Their rough situation that they're in does not define who they are. Mm-hmm. God gives grace to everybody. You just have to know how important you are to him. I don't know how to explain it, but I have to be just as weak as they are at that moment. Mm-hmm. And I have to show them that your situation is not forever. You're in that situation for the moment. Every day is a new day. Every day you can find a new beginning. It doesn't define you. And to give someone grace and show it to them, no judgment. There's no boundaries. There's no limitations. I'm going to show you exactly what he showed me. And when they leave there, I want them leaving feeling a better person and feeling unconditional love.
Yeah.
And that unconditional love and grace comes from him. I just share what he shares with me. I give it to them.
And so almost kind of like you have to look at it as a humility. Like
we all put our pants on the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. So just because they're in a certain situation doesn't mean that you feel better than them or you're above them. They're equal. And that's the beauty is we are all equal in God's eyes. You know, right. My sin is just as dirty as your sin.
That's right.
And God loves me just as much as he loves you. And I mean, we're celebrating Christmas, which is celebrating Jesus Christ, the Son of God, part of the Trinity, coming to earth to radically fulfill that love by dying on the cross and taking our punishment for sin. And so if you are walking through the thick of it so far, what Christy is explaining to you is that you are important. You are important to God, and God does love you. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. He wants to extend grace to you, and your situation, your sin is not what defines you.
And you can find strength within him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My weakest moments. He has made me the strongest person. I've done things I didn't even know I would get through, but by the grace of God, I did.
Yeah. And so you can get through this situation, but you can't do it alone.
Definitely not.
And that's where so many people, I feel like, falter is, I just have to get through this. I just have to push through this.
Surrendering yourself to him is the hardest thing you'll ever do, because it's something you don't see. You have to literally surrender yourself to him and say, okay, God, here I am. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Show me what I'm supposed to do. Give me the strength, the courage, and the wisdom to do exactly what you have me here to do. That's the hardest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting your faith, practicing your faith.
Do you have a story that comes to mind of yourself having to surrender and just the strength that he was able to give you to push through that situation? Is there something that comes to your mind that you want to share?
My mother.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and I had a very tough relationship. It was never really good. My mom was an alcoholic. She had lots of issues with drinking. So it made a rough relationship for her and I. But there came a time where my mom ended up moving down here with us. And when she moved here, it was the best year I ever had with my mom. But I 100% surrendered that relationship to God and said, it's your will, whatever's supposed to be, that's what I can't fix her. I can't make her do anything that she doesn't want to do. I just got to put her in your hands. And I did. And he gave me the best mom I ever had in my entire life for that 1 year before she passed away. And that changed my life forever.
Wow. That's amazing. That's awesome. Because you want to be in control, and it's really hard to give up control, you know?
Definitely.
You want to think that you can change the people around you and mold them into something that you think that they should be. And I'm pretty sure that you can look back and be like, wow, she was so much, what we had was so much better than anything I could have even imagined.
I tell people going through, I see a lot of moms, young moms, they have lots of issues that they're going through, but I tell them about my mom all the time. When my mom passed away, that year that I had with her was so good. I can't tell you one bad memory of my mom now. That's how fantastic that year was that I had with her. And they can have it too. You just have to surrender yourself to God and believe in him and trust in him and practice your faith. And it does happen. It'll change your life.
Wow. Yeah. That's powerful, because it's so hard. It's so hard to surrender that and just let God do what he's supposed to do. And we're just supposed to walk in his ways and do the right thing. And it's really hard to do the right thing when the enemy has that shiny apple of, this is your way out. You know, right. It's the wrong thing to do, but it's a way out. It's never going to be a way out. It's only going to deepen the trouble that you're in. But it's also extremely hard to say no to those things when there's the easy way out. I love that. I love that. So how would you describe surrendering? Like, what are some things that you have to do to surrender?
I have to wholeheartedly give the problem, the stress, the fear, the anxiety, whatever it is that I'm carrying, 100% putting it in his hands and saying, here you go, whatever your will is. And I have to let it go and leave it there with him. I can't control it. I can't fix it. I have to leave it with him, and his will is what's going to be done. And he has never done me wrong.
Mm.
I've done myself wrong.
Yeah.
But he's never done me wrong. And when I can reflect back, like literally letting go of control of trying to fix my mom or trying to fix my brother, trying to fix things. I can't do that, but I can have 100% faith in him that he knows what he's doing with the people that I love the most and surrendering that to him. And I don't carry that weight no more. And then it's fantastic.
Yeah. And y'all, let me tell you, Christy does not have room on her shoulders to carry extra weight because God has this lady on a mission. She doesn't have time to be weighed down by all of these things that aren't hers to carry, making her mom do the right thing and, you know, all these other people. That's not her job. Is there something when you're tempted to go pick those things back up? The things that you laid down, is there something that just, how have you trained your mind to say, no, we're not going back to pick those things up?
Yeah. I practice a routine. I wake up every day. I do a daily devotional every day. I think about all the things I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. I always try to reflect back how far I've come, the things I've been through. I never take for granted anything anymore. I really practice my faith every single day. That's how I have to start my day. In order to stay in my lane and do the right thing where I'm supposed to, you have to have a routine and you have to be faithful in your faith and you have to walk the walk. You have to do the right thing. And that's what I want. I don't want to be that person. I just want to be the light in people. And that outweighs all the other stuff.
Yeah. Two things that you said that I want to touch on. One is being grateful. And how far that can propel you just every day, you know, just taking a moment to be grateful, how many temptations you can avoid just by entering your day with gratefulness. I struggled with pretty bad postpartum anxiety, bordering postpartum depression. And I remember having a friend who, when I would kind of be like, hey, like I'm really struggling with this right now. And she was like, do you know what the antidote to anxiety is? And I was like, no. And she's like, gratefulness. When you can look around and see how good God is to you, it doesn't leave much room for a lot of those negative things.
That's
you know,
right.
Anger and anxiety and fear, you know, when you look around and you see how good God is to you. And like you said, he's never let you down. When you can look around and see those things, even if you might not be living in the mansion and all these things,
right.
But God has still been good to you. And if you take a moment to look around for those things, it really helps you to leave the negative things at his feet, those things that you have put down. And so I think that that's something that we can't just skim over. It's extremely important. And gratefulness is the antidote for a lot of things, not just anxiety, but it really does help us to leave so many things at Jesus's feet that we can let consume us if we're not careful. And right. So I think that that's really important, is just taking time to be grateful. And that can look, you know, just sitting there. And even I've had a pastor who once said, like, if you're struggling with, I don't even remember what he said. If you're struggling with, we'll just say, okay, if you're struggling with some type of negative emotion that you feel is kind of consuming your life, just every day listing 5 things that you're grateful for and something different, you know, so Monday, 5 things, Tuesday, 5 new things, Wednesday, 5 new things. And it might be difficult at first, but then after a few days, you start seeing yourself throughout your day looking for those things.
Right.
You know, and you're like, oh, I already said like my big things, you know, my family, my car, to get me to work, my house, you know.
Right.
But you start just, it helps you to get into an attitude of gratefulness. And I mean, even just praying for your food before you eat it and just, wow, this is a blessing that I have this food right here in front of me. And so.
And when you're lost like that, when you're trying to find the new way of life for you, when you're coming from the bottom and you're in a dark spot, I always look for the sign. Like the lunch program, that's a good example. Mm-hmm. I work super hard at making sure that it it sustains itself. It does what it's supposed to do. And I think, gosh, I wonder if this is really paying off. Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? And I'll pull up to work and there'll be two little kids sitting outside the door waiting for me to get there. And they're like, Miss Christy, we're just really hungry. Oh, I'm like, okay, I get it. I see what you're putting down. I get it. And then I just keep going. So I try to look for little signs like, yep, you're on the path you're supposed to. And it makes you feel grateful that you can hear him talking to you and see him guiding you. And when you're living that way, life becomes really easy and enjoyable. And you really kind of see things around you. You see life.
Yeah, I love that. And it just made me think of that verse of, you never know when you're entertaining angels. And just, you know, those little angels that he sends to you to just say, yeah, you're doing the right thing. Yeah. You know, and it's not some big, you know, like a news article or something posted about, you know, it's the fact that you get to keep doing it.
That's right.
And he's saying, no, there is a need. Keep going, you know, and I love that. That's very cool. The other thing that you said was, and it kind of, I feel like goes hand in hand with gratefulness, but the reflecting on what God has done in your life, there's actually a biblical term for it, raising an Ebenezer. I don't know what book of the Bible it is. I don't even know who was doing it, but I looked it up because there's a hymn that talks about Ebenezers. And I was like, what is an Ebenezer? In the Old Testament, every time God would do something huge in the Israelites' lives, they would build a huge monument of stone in that place. And so they could always look back and remember what God did there. And so that's something that really stuck with me. Yeah, just looking back when you're struggling, because it's really hard when you're in the thick of it, when you're in the storm, to be able to see, okay, what is on the other side of this? And we don't know exactly what's on the other side of it, but we know that God, if we're trusting him, he'll get us through that situation. Like you said, that situation doesn't define our whole life. And so being able to look back and say, okay, God got me through this, and he got me through this, and he got me through this, and he did it in ways that I don't even understand how he did it. And it looks so different than how I would have expected him to do it. And that's how you can look at the situation and say, that was only God. Only God. But
there's no other explanation.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's so cool. I feel like you can always just even pick like one little thread, you know, like my husband and I actually today are celebrating our 10-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And it's just so crazy because it's like, I can pull that one thread of, you know, like broken family, parents divorced, and then my mom remarried. And my stepdad, who raised me pretty much, he lived in Georgia. And so we moved to Georgia and they got married. And just so happens, the school that I went to, a friend invited me to church. And, you know, like that's where I learned about God. So I started going to this church, that same church my husband grew up in. And we knew each other, but we kind of, you know, clicked in high school, and that's when we started dating. And then we went to college, then got married, and then he joined the Navy. And that's how I ended up in Pensacola. And that's how I know Christy Costello. And so it's just so cool because it's like all of that was just God.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the same pastor that said something about the making a list, he said, when you're thinking about a difficult time in your life, you know, so I think about, you know, the divorce when I was younger, and it was like, look for where Jesus was. Where was Jesus working in your life? And I was like, he was in Georgia preparing the way, you know, preparing the way. I mean, gosh, I got saved because a friend in second grade or third grade invited me to church. I didn't know about God or Jesus. Like, and in turn, you know, my brother is saved now, and my stepdad and my mom, and
trickle-down effect.
Exactly. And now I'm raising a son, you know, who I hope one day you know, he's still pretty little, but I hope one day we'll accept Jesus as his savior. And I'm hoping that I'm giving him a little bit different childhood than what I had. By the time he's in second grade, he'll have heard so much more about Jesus than I did. And so it's just cool when you can look back and be like, even in the hardest of hard times in your life, you can look back and see, okay, I see what you did there, God.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, man, I would be living a completely different life if, like,
definitely,
if all of those things hadn't transpired. So,
that's
right. So yeah, raising an Ebenezer, looking back and seeing how God is piecing together your life and the path that he has you on, and how he can use the most difficult, horrific things in your life, and he can use them for good.
He does.
Yeah. And I can look back at that. And of course, you know, I'm not excited about divorce or anything, but I can look back and it doesn't have to be so painful, because I can look back and I can say, like, God, you did use it. You know, you did. I would be in a very different place right now.
That's what I was telling my mom when she was at the end, when she was about to pass away. She was like, man, she said, I wasted a lot of my life. Mm-hmm. I just wasted it. And you know, she apologized for all the things. And I said, Mom, if you only knew how big your life is, like, you might not be here, but you will still live on. Your story still, you are going to impact a lot of people. And she was just a little fragment in this world, but a big story. There's you matter no matter what your situation is. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. And man, you were true to that promise, because that's who your foundation is named after.
Yeah.
And that's she did his memory. You do a lot of things in.
Yeah.
We're all just here for a moment.
Yeah.
But we can have an impact on people.
Yeah. It's not stuff that impacts people. It's you. Mm-hmm. And it's you doing the right thing and you telling people what made your life so good. Mm. And it's him.
Yeah. On that note, how would you encourage people to encourage people? What are some things that you would say for somebody who's not maybe walking through the thick of it to help others to step into that role of being light?
You're not that person, and you're not doing those things that I like to call them givers. And I'm not just talking about material things. I'm talking about your time, your strength, your energy, things that you do. Spend a day giving, helping, feeding people, collecting donations, anything that you do. If you spend one day and you tell me it doesn't change your life, I'll give you back that whole day in pay. But tithing changes your life. And giving changes and it encourages you naturally. And naturally you just want to keep doing it again. And then it's contagious. The people around you are like, wow, that felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't stop.
Yeah. And the reason it feels so good is because you get to play a hand in God's work.
That's right.
And that's why it's so fulfilling. I mean, I just think about people that I pray for, and seeing those prayers get answered, I know that it's not because I prayed, but it feels like, wow, I did something there, you know?
And prayers matter. They work.
Yeah. And it's just like, it was all God's doing, but like, he let me be a part of it.
He needed your prayer.
Mm-hmm. And that's the cool thing about praying out loud with your friends.
Yeah.
Because then your friends see, you know, wow, she does, you know, it's funny because it's just speaking, you know, it's not anything that takes.
But it's genuine and it's love and it's kindness.
And it just shows people like, you matter, like what you said, matter. Because yeah, it may just be a few moments, but like, I'm taking a few moments to quiet the mess around, all the noise around us, and just say, saying, no, let's go to the only person who can do anything about this situation.
Right.
And it's God. And then he's going to send all these other helpers who are going to be able to meet those needs. It's God doing all of these things and orchestrating it, but he's just so cool that he lets us help. I just think of my little one in the kitchen with me, and at the end, boom, you know, whatever we're making pita bread. And he gets to be so enthralled that he's like, I made this.
Right.
You know, I got to help mom make this, and it tastes good and people are enjoying it. But it's like, okay, but mom did the work, you know?
Right.
But he got to be a part of it, and how amazing that feels to him that he got to play a part in it.
Accomplishment.
And, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so that's the cool thing, is we get to play a part and we get to help make things happen. And it does, it feels amazing, because that's what we were created to do. So figure out what were you created to do? Because Christy and I, we both look very different in what we do, but we're both just as fulfilled because we are doing what we're supposed to do. And that's going to look different, and that's okay, because, you know, we're all part of the body and we all have a job to do, and doing a good job is fulfilling, you know.
Sure is. It is.
Work is hard, but when you can go to the end of your day and be like, wow, that was really hard and I'm exhausted, I'm ready for bed, but like, I'm excited to do that again tomorrow.
That's it. That's what I got. I got that fever.
I know. Right before we actually started recording, Christy's like, I get Christmas off. And then I'm back to work the next day. And she's like, I work 7 days a week. I'm like, how? But it's because she's doing what she's supposed to do.
Yeah. You know? And I like it.
Yeah. Well, Christy, I think that is a great place to just kind of stop and review, you know, what we discussed. So if you are feeling just very hopeless in your situation right now, and you're just really going through it this season, the first thing that you need to do is you need to give it up. You need to give it to God. You need to surrender the situation and know that you're not the one who's going to be able to fix it all by yourself. And a lot of that is going to be choosing to do the right thing, you know, through God's strength, saying, I know that this is what you want me to do, and it's really, really hard. So I'm going to need you to help me because I'm not going to be able to do it on my own. And that's whether you're finding yourself in a situation that you created, or you're finding yourself in a situation that just life handed you, because sometimes we're in situations that we didn't create, but God is going to be able to not only get you through that, but he's going to be able to make it a beautiful part of your story if you let him come and work in that. Another thing is to just recognize that God does love you and that you are important and you are here for a reason, that your life isn't meaningless. And if you are feeling that your life is meaningless, that's a lie. That's a lie straight from hell. Yeah. That is trying to make your life meaningless. You know, that is the devil trying to do everything in his power to keep you from walking in the life that God has for you. Another step is to be grateful and to look back and see what God has done in your life, even the small little things, and holding on to those and using those to get you through this season. And if you're not the person walking through the thick of it, or maybe you, even as the person walking through the thick of it, learning to see people and allowing God to work through you and being the light. And a lot of that looks like giving. And then that's not just monetarily giving, but giving of your time and your energy and really setting yourself aside and having eyes to see what God wants you to see. and then responding and taking action, not just passively. Don't be a passive Christian. That's just going to church on Wednesdays and Sundays and not doing anything else, not building up the kingdom. Be an active Christian. Every day, ask God to show you what he wants you to see. Because you could be the person, you could be the answer to prayers. You could be the one helping someone who's walking through hell on earth. And that's something else from the enemy. He doesn't want you to see that you, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the power to change people's lives because you are an ambassador of Christ. So this Christmas season, make sure that you are looking for those people and that you're willing to be the one to put yourself aside and to serve others, whatever that looks like. And it's going to look different for all of us. So ask God to show you. He's not going to hide it from you. He's going to show you, but it takes guts to step into that. And sometimes, like Christy said, it needs reminding of, are you sure this is what you want me to do? And again, he'll answer that prayer beautifully as well. Christy, is there any last thoughts or anything else that you wanted to add?
Just wanted to wishing everyone a great Christmas. Be yes. grateful, thankful, giving, and cherish. Cherish every moment.
Remember the reason for the season.
That's right.
God sent us the ultimate Christmas gift. I know that's a little cheesy, but because you do matter. You do matter to God. And he sent Jesus Christ, his son, to live a perfect life here on earth and to take our punishment for sin on the cross. And then he defeated death by rising on the third day. And you can become a child of God by just accepting that gift of grace that we talked about earlier, that God will look on you and he'll look on you as if you were holy and perfect, and he won't see all your mistakes because Jesus has taken the punishment for those. And all you have to do is accept it.
Right.
And hey, if you haven't done that, that's your first step of finding hope.
That's right.
It's just accepting that gift from God. Well, thank you so much, Christy, for joining me today. And like Christy said, we are wishing you guys just the merriest Christmas. And if you are finding yourself being that person who's just walking through it and you just need to talk to somebody, please reach out to us, DM us on social media. Our email is also linked in our Instagram account. We will also link our Instagram or our email in the show notes. So if you do need somebody to speak with, please email us. We would love to contact you and really just help you through this difficult season, because we all need people and we don't want you to feel like you're alone, because you're not. So please reach out, and everyone enjoy your Christmas.
Have a good Christmas, Maggie.
Thanks. You too, Christy.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, and may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name, amen.